I am interested in being politically engaged because we need to make change. We need female leaders with knowledge on current affairs and ideas on how to make change that people want to see on things like climate change. Personally, the role I would like to play is the big ideas person, creating ideas and then making them more narrow to be achievable.
In the whole wide world, there are just 29 countries in which women serve as heads of state or government. That's less than 15% of the 195 countries recognized by the United Nations as of October 2024. At the current rate, gender equality in the highest positions of power will not be reached for another 130 years. From an early age, girls begin to internalize limiting stereotypes about what they can achieve. It doesn't help if authority figures seldom look or sound like them. I'm Megan Murphy, Global Executive Director of the International Coalition of Girls' Schools, and this is On Educating Girls Shorts, an audio offering from the Coalition that complements our full version podcast and provides practical tips and advice in a short, easily digestible format. In this episode, we turn to some insights from previous podcast episodes and ICGS events to explore more about the leadership landscape for girls and how to advance them in their journeys.
I am a leader because I set a strong example.
I'm a leader by being responsible.
I am confident.
I am caring.
I stand up for myself and others.
We want girls to lead their own way. That's why Lean In Girls teaches girls to reject stereotypes about what they can't do and embrace their leadership superpowers. Because when girls go for it, good things happen.
This is what leadership looks like.
You've just heard a video produced by Lean In Girls, a leadership program that helps girls see themselves as leaders in a world that often tells them they're not. Part of the network is to build leadership capacity in girls, but it's also necessary to notice and address the biases and barriers they face. When girls know how to identify and to push back against unfair treatment, they're less likely to internalize these limiting messages. Somebody who had to break barriers is conductor Maren Alsop, the first woman to serve as the head of a major orchestra in the United States, South America, Austria, and Britain. Maren is a powerful and an inspiring voice who has been internationally recognized for her deep commitment to education and also as a champion for the importance of music around the world. As the keynote speaker at our 2024 ICGS conference in Baltimore, she shared one of the reasons for creating her fellowship for women conductors.
This is one of the problems for women, I think, or for people who haven't been had access to a field. You get one opportunity to every 10 that your male colleague gets. And so they can afford to be mediocre occasionally, or they can afford to make a mistake. And so really I started this fellowship to try to protect these women and enable them to fail and learn from that failure. And now we have an incredibly strong community, and they have each other, and they are the mentors now to the outer circles. So this is
in the U.S., women remain underrepresented at every stage of the corporate pipeline from beginning to end, according to McKinsey's Women in the Workplace research in partnership with leanin.org. Whether in flexible positions or not, women remain less likely than men to be hired into entry-level roles and far less likely than men to attain their very first promotion to a manager role. Women take up a mere 29% of the C-suite roles. The 10th such study of its kind, this research collected information from 281 participating organizations that employ more than 10 million people. The report provides an intersectional look at the specific biases and barriers faced by Asian, Black, Latina, and LGBTQ+ women, as well as women with disabilities. Over the past decade, women have made some important gains, yet progress is surprisingly fragile, especially for women of color, who continue to be underrepresented at every level. In many instances, the study shows that women's day-to-day experiences are not that much different than they were nearly a decade ago. The authors of the study say that the next phase asks for even more tenacity, creativity, and optimism, which starts with companies rekindling their commitments to equity and fairness that have gotten us this far. Although, as a bare minimum, it does help if leaders actually believe in women.
When I told the headmaster, he wasn't as supportive as everyone else was. I told him that I was thinking of going to Yale, and he said, well, I was thinking of playing in Wimbledon. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to show you, buddy, because when someone says you can't do something, that's like a call to action for me. So I brought my acceptance letter in to show him. Yeah.
If you know, love, and believe in empowering girls, please tune into The Connected Girl, a mini-series released in 2024 by the International Coalition of Girls Schools that has reached many thousands of listeners worldwide to understand the power and possibility of the many connections in the lives of girls. While the outside world catches up, teachers, parents, and all of those who care about girls can help kindle the fire of leadership in our young people. This can be done as simply as handing a child an instrument. Here's Marin again.
Learning an instrument, it teaches you that things don't come quickly. You have to apply yourself every day if you want to see any kind of progress. Practicing is an incredible self-discipline, an incredible act of self-motivation. You have to budget your time. You have to become your own teacher in a way, because you're analyzing your practice all the time. You don't have someone there. Then you start playing with other people. You have to be able to listen, to know when to step back, to be collaborative. And I think all of these skills are easily applicable across disciplines.
You don't have to become a professional musician to benefit from this experience. Simply having a hobby or playing a sport makes a difference to leadership skills and to life. Here's Trudy Hall, host of our podcast on educating girls, in one of our earlier episodes entitled Girls Who Get in the Game.
Did you know 61% of girls who have a GPA of 4.0 play on a sports team? Girls who play on an athletic team are more likely to have a healthier lifestyle, eat breakfast, work out regularly, and get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. They're 14% less likely to report a fear of speaking up out of concern for not being liked. And later in life, the benefits of sports participation are still valuable. 96% of female CEOs give credit to their sports team participation in high school as a time when they honed valuable leadership skills.
This is not about proving that girls benefit from sports. Instead, it's about getting girls off the sidelines and into the metaphorical game, whatever that might be, and not accepting the status quo, especially if you don't agree with the referee.
What always happens is that for girls, for women, society says, oh, you have enough. Be happy with what you have. You've made progress. That's enough. You know, people always asking me, well, do you really need a fellowship for women conductors? It's kind of code for stay in your place. And my biggest advice is now is the moment to step on the gas, not to back off, you know, to really go forward. That's how I feel. And I think as we see women's rights, or not just here in America, but around the world, being turned reversed, that it's a warning sign, you know. And so we need to encourage young women to be strong. And also to speak out. I don't like the world anymore, because everyone's afraid to say anything because you become then the target. But that's what bullies do. And we can't afford that in our world. We have to speak out, for especially for people who don't have as big a voice as we do.
As Marin has shown, it's less about filling the roles that are already there and more about fostering leadership behaviors that are inclusive, that are empowering, and possibly even creating new roles and spaces for women to fill. Here's Helen Semple, academic deputy head of Benenden School, who appeared on our podcast in the episode, Girls Who Are Future Ready.
So I think the only thing that has changed or that has been sort of extended in more recent years is this concept of inclusive leadership. And so I think whilst the World Economic Forum's 2025 skill sets, Sam has already largely listed, the few that probably are on there, which we know future employers are looking at, are things like the personal brand, the authenticity, the ability to influence, thinking about how we communicate and how we communicate with impact, basically that resilience and being future ready. And so the bit where the professional skills program has been adapted is really in that inclusive leadership space, so that actually our students, when they finish their sixth form experience, they are actually ready for those leadership behaviours, because that's again really important. We don't want to focus on leadership roles anymore, because I think that's very traditional. And although we have leadership roles within schools, it's really looking at the behaviours. And so our students undertake now, as part of the professional skills programme, a full inclusive leadership course.
This is a really key idea that's worth repeating. Leadership doesn't have to look like the way we've seen it often play out in the world. Latricia Barksdale, Vice President of Lean In Girls, explains more.
This really starts with having a definition of leadership that's accessible and resonates with girls. And traditional definitions of leadership that are grounded in the idea of positional power or hierarchy or operating with a command and control style don't resonate with girls who want to be collaborative and lead with empathy and, you know, make a difference in the world. And so part of our kickoff session is about, and our definition of leadership is about letting girls know that everyone can be a leader, and a leader is not a position. There are many different ways to lead, big and small, at school, on your team, with your friends. I think if I would we're going to simplify it, I would focus on a particular part of how we define leadership, which is leadership is about acting on your values, right? It's about being grounded in what's important to you and what you believe and operating in ways that demonstrate those things. And so how do your values show up when you're in a tricky situation with a friend, right? Or how do your values show up when you could either prioritize one thing or another thing? How do your values show up in any type of situation where there's a tension potentially? So if I were going to sum it up into one phrase, I would say leadership is about operating in alignment with one's values.
So wherever you are, at whatever school, find a program, a club, a team, or an orchestra. Encourage the girls and young women you know to join in. And let's keep working together so that the young people of today will become the employees, the managers, conductors, and leaders of tomorrow, who will keep working towards equity and fairness for all. Thank you so much for tuning into our short series, where we round up the best nuggets from previous guests on the podcast on Educating Girls, produced by the International Coalition of Girls Schools. If you liked this, you will love the full episodes of the podcast, where listeners are offered resources, language, tips, and programs for educating and empowering young women by those who educate, work with, and understand girls best. If you're a regular listener, please help others see this content by sharing this content, leaving a comment, or a 5-star review. For more information on the International Coalition of Girls Schools, visit us at girlschools.org.